Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight in to today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Everstreya, who says, "Am I the arsehole for not giving my adopted daughter a stuffed animal for a high school graduation when both of my biological children got one?" And before we do get into this story, there is mentions of miscarriage in there. So I just want to warn you, if you do want to skip this, please feel free to do so. Timestamps are out down in the description below along the timeline. Look after your mental health. That's super, super important. And let's crack on with the story. I, 49 female, have three children. 22 female, 19 male, and 18 female. My oldest are my biological children from a previous marriage, and my youngest I became a mother to at the age of 2 when I married her widowed father. She has only ever called me mum, and I officially adopted her at the age of 12. Now, onto the issue with the stuffed animals. Years and years ago, when I was only 20 and in college, I worked at a children's museum. I adored the job and working with kids, and had the idea to buy stuffed animals from the gift shop to be my future kids' first stuffed animals whenever they were born. I'd gotten a stuffed bear at birth that was very special to me growing up, and on my 18th birthday, my parents gifted me a duplicate they had bought way back when and kept for me all these years. I found this so special and wanted to do something similar. So I bought 6 stuffed animals from the museum's gift shop. 3 to be given at birth and 3 duplicates. I had no idea at the time how many kids I would have, but I knew I wasn't planning on having more than 3, so I didn't get any more. My first daughter received the stuffed animal I selected for her while pregnant, and between her birth and the birth of my son, I miscarried. The experience was deeply traumatic for me, especially as I miscarried in my second trimester, and I buried my baby with the stuffed animal they would have gotten. I kept the duplicate too for comfort, to cuddle and hold. Finally, my son was born and received the last of the stuffed animals I had set aside so many years ago. Now here's where I may be the arsehole. For both my daughter and son's high school graduations, I surprised them with the duplicates for them to take to college with them and compare against the stuffies they've been loving on their whole lives. Both were very moved by this and took both, original and duplicate, to school with them. My youngest, however, never received a stuffed animal, and so when a graduation celebration rolled along, I had no duplicate to gift her. I watched her unpack all her gifts, and her face fell when she got to the last one and realized. She didn't really say anything, just got this super sad look on her face and excused herself to her room. I followed to ask her what was wrong, but she said she didn't want to talk to me, so her father went instead. According to him, she cried to him that she didn't feel as loved by me as her siblings, and as much as a part of the family. The unwrapping of her sibling stuffed animals were very emotional events, and she had the expectation she'd be getting the same. In hindsight, I could have easily done something similar for her when I first came into her life, even if it wouldn't have been from the museum, but I just didn't think of it. She'd been cold to me this entire last week, and I feel so terrible. I've offered to take her out to a special dinner, the two of us, to make amends, but she turned me down. Am I the arsehole? And we do have an edit and a full update on this one as well. But Mrs. Adams says, "You're the arsehole. Nothing quite says you're not like my other kids, like leaving her out of a family tradition when her turn came. I'm sorry about the loss of your baby and understand why you kept that stuffed animal for your own. However, the tradition could have started with her when she joined your family at age 2. Or when you formally adopted her. Smartest Mouth 89 says, "You're the arsehole. Your kids grew up together, and for years you never once thought to go and buy two stuffed animals for your adoptive daughter." Noin says, "You're the arsehole. Even if you hadn't given her a stuffed animal as a small child, you still could have given her one for graduation. You can still fix this by finding a similar stuffed animal and giving it to her at a key time. Maybe there's a birthday soon, or maybe when you drop her off at her college dorm. Make sure you include a lovely note and slash or heartfelt apology, including how much you love her and she will always be your daughter. If there are other key events, weddings, first babies, home purchases, etc., make sure that you have plans to treat all three of your children relatively equally." Radiant Crone says, "You're the arsehole, and sadly the impact of your actions has already had its impact. To those who suggested to give her a stuffed animal now, it's nice, but in truth the moment has passed. Hope she forgives you, but will never be like it never happened." Unit 00 says, "Yep, you're the arsehole. You fucked up pretty majorly here. As soon as you adopted her, you had a duty to treat her the same, and you failed that horribly. I don't think you meant any ill intent here, but the damage is done regardless. I'm sure your daughter deals with a lot of feelings about being different than her other siblings, and this just compounded that. Good luck trying to rebuild the relationship. You are going to need it." Wonderful Topic asks, "Info, did you know she was expecting you to get her one? I'm hesitant to make a judgment here if you truly didn't realize she was looking forward to getting one. Can you try to make it right and get her a special stuffed animal now?" Opie replies saying, "I truly, truly did not realize that was her expectation. I got her many more heartfelt gifts than either of her siblings did, thinking they would be an equivalent. Clearly I was wrong. I've resolved to gift her the duplicate of the plush bear I received at birth. I've also been speaking with her father about mother-daughter therapy because this is clearly a representation of a larger issue. And I want to be the best mother to her that I can be. I'd gotten her coupons for fun mummy-daughter activities to do over the summer together, but now I'm thinking of taking her on a trip with me to Germany, just the two of us, to work on repairing our relationship, and taking her to all the places I grew up and were important to me in my life. I am not a perfect adoptive mother, and I obviously have issues to work on, but she is my daughter, and if she'll let me, I'm dedicated to being the best I can be for her." So then OP followed up with an update which said, "Long story short, my daughter found my Reddit post and came to me in tears apologizing for her reaction. This was not my expectation, and I assured her she has nothing to apologize for as I had been in the wrong. We had a long discussion about the situation, our feelings, and how to move forward from this, and although I know she is still hurt, we are on our way to making amends." Long story long, so what even happened? "As I've now discovered, my daughter loves browsing Am I the Arsehole? She stumbled on my post, and after reading it in its entirety, as well as a good chunk of the comments, all of mine and many left by other Redditors, she came to me in tears apologizing for her reaction. She sobbed in my arms that she didn't want this to be the end of our relationship and that she was sorry and wanted to enjoy this last summer together. I held her and assured her she had nothing to apologize for and apologize myself. I did shed a little tear but tried to keep my emotions in check as I did not want the burden of comforting me to be on her. What followed was a productive but incredibly emotional, vulnerable conversation, the details of which I will not disclose entirely. She has been going through a rough time and my impression, I could be wrong, is that the lack of a stuffy at graduation was a catalyst for bigger emotions. She did take me up on my offer to take her to dinner. And I've now booked a reservation at a nice restaurant she's been wanting to go to for a while. And last night we cooked her favorite dinner together, which gave us an opportunity to smooth things over somewhat. We have not yet broached the subject of me intending to gift her my own plush, except for very briefly. She insisted I didn't have to and seemed to feel a lot of guilt, but I still plan to. I just feel it would be best to wait until things have cooled down. And if she truly doesn't feel comfortable taking it, I plan on getting a bear of a similar look to be its little brother for her to take care of. That's the update. Obviously, things have not magically mended overnight, but we are finally on track to a resolution. Many thanks to all that left advice, and please check the comments below for clarification on many questions asked before passing any judgments. I far exceeded the allowed word limit and have instead pasted much of what I intended to say here below. So then OP added some extra info which said, "When I initially posted to Am I the Arsehole, I was prepared to face judgment and open to constructive criticism. However, while I did receive many constructive comments, which I truly appreciate, I received many more that were hateful and unconstructive, and I will admit I did get defensive. But the attitude I took on in the comments is not one I brought into my interactions with my daughter. Please understand that I did not throw it in her face or the kind of things I feel I've done for her over the years, but was rather attempting to contextualize our relationship for strangers who's never met us. And before passing any further judgment in the comments, please check below for answers to a lot of the questions asked in the original thread. To answer a few questions, why did I not adopt her until 10 years after I came into her life? Because I never sought to force myself on her as her mother and waited until she could give me explicit consent to adopt her. Why did I never buy her any stuffed animals? I did. I bought her many when I first met her, as well as one for her official adoption day and every adoption day celebration since, and I did technically gift her a stuffed animal for her graduation too. It was a plush of her college's mascot rather than a duplicate of a treasured plush from her childhood. So why did I not buy her a duplicate at any point over the last 16 years? I did not think to until my oldest graduated and received hers, by which point I, mistakenly, felt the significance would be lost. Both my bio kids received stuffies saved from them for decades, whereas she would have received one saved for only 4 years. Instead, I tried to honor her in other ways, such as I described in the comments, crafting her a cookbook of generational family recipes that I illustrated by hand, because she is her own individual. Truthfully, while I understand the sentiments expressed in the comments, I don't believe recognizing differences is inherently a bad thing. The duplicate stuffies my bio kids received were duplicates of the very first stuffies to ever be in their crib with them. Their receival of them was a birth event, and I did not give birth to my youngest. But that does not mean I love her any less or that she is any less my daughter. We've established our own traditions honoring her entry into my life, such as our celebration of her adoption day. And while I realize I could have handled the stuffy situation better, I do believe it was an honest mistake. But how could I not include it in a treasured family tradition, knowing how important it is, especially as an adopted child, to feel a part of the family? Because I truly did not realize this one specific tradition meant as much to her as it did. I have strived to include her in as many family traditions as possible throughout the years. As I mentioned in the comments, she speaks German because I taught and spoke it to her growing up, even though her father does not. We celebrate German traditions, such as baking countless batches of German Christmas cookies together every year. Yummy. Just the two of us, neither of her siblings have any interest in baking, which is something I grew up doing with my mum, and every year it is quality time I deeply treasure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah. For her 16th birthday, I gifted her the locket my mother gifted me on my 16th, which she'd been gifted by my grandmother before me. This actually upset my eldest daughter, who had not received such a hand-me-down, and this is just to name a few. So, given the fact that she has on occasion received and taken part in traditions my other kids have been excluded from, I did not think the stuffy would carry as much weight as it ultimately did. But isn't her reaction an indication that there are larger issues at play and that she has likely felt this way for a while? Perhaps. I'm not a perfect adoptive mother and have never claimed to be. I cannot see inside her brain, so I cannot know her true feelings. But my sense, and I may be wrong, is that the larger issues at play relate back to her bio mum, which is something she expressed to me in our conversation. I did not disclose this in my original post because I did not believe it to be relevant, and this is also a painful topic within our family. But her bio mum committed suicide whilst in the thick of postpartum depression. This has obviously impacted my daughter, who has been in and out of therapy for years, grappling with feelings of loss and guilt. She is highly sensitive to feeling isolated within our family unit, which is something I should have taken into account in this situation, and I own that. I realize this is a huge hunk of text, but given the visceral reaction many had, I felt it was important to cover my bases. Come to whatever conclusions you all like, I will likely not be checking the comments for my own mental health and well-being of my family. To all those who left genuine advice, even if that meant calling me an arsehole, I truly do appreciate you. And to all who said hateful things, especially in regard to the loss of my baby, please consider the impact of your words may have moving forward. Abso-bloody-lutely. I'm reading, you know, that daughter found the Reddit post and then went to their mum, was crying, and they was getting together. It brought me to tears thinking about that moment. And I think Opie's explanation makes sense in that they got their own traditions and they're the individuals and they've been treated that way as such. I don't think Opie is a bad mum at all, even one after the first post. Although a mistake has been made, which Opie, you know, owned it as she said, I don't think she had bad intentions at all. And I was extremely happy to see that their relationship is moving back on the right track as well. I think that's an absolute wonderful thing. And I love that they bake German cookies together. I always cast me back to when I went to Frankfurt Christmas market and I was walking around there. And oh my word, the smell of the cookies, the stuff going on around there. Absolute wonderful experience. I love it. I'd like to be in their kitchen while they're baking, I tell you that much. But what do you guys think of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Cindy Lou Hume, who says, am I the arsehole for stealing my sister-in-law's birth announcement? My brother and I are extremely close and have been our entire lives. He even introduced me to my husband and he started seeing his sister-in-law. We clicked instantly. She's literally my best friend in the whole world next to my brother. These are seriously my favorite people. So in December, I found out that I'm pregnant and sister-in-law was really happy for me despite the fact that she and my brother had been trying for a baby for years and it hadn't happened for them. Sister-in-law gave me a great idea on how to announce my pregnancy on Valentine's Day. She said if she were to have a baby around this time, this is how she would announce it. And it was a really cute idea, so I went ahead and made preparations to do it. Well, the stars aligned and she's actually pregnant now too. Yay, and wanted to announce it pretty fast on Valentine's Day using the same announcement idea she'd given me. At that point, I had everything all set up already, like pictures were done and everything was all set to go, so when Valentine's Day came along, I posted it when I woke up. Apparently that was wrong since sister-in-law is now really upset that I stole her idea. She's not talking to me now and my brother is telling me that I was basically an arsehole and need to apologize. I honestly am floored by how much this has blown up and I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't get it. She still could have done her announcement the way she wanted, so why should I have scrapped my announcement that was already done? Am I the arsehole? And there's a mini tiny update on this one as well. So you said in the second paragraph on this one that sister-in-law gave you a great idea and I couldn't work out if, you know, she just mentioned it and then you took it or she was actually giving it to you, but then later confirms that she didn't give you the idea at all because she was really upset that you stole her idea. And then just before that in that paragraph, you said, at that point, I had everything all set up already, like pictures were done and everything, so good to go when Valentine's Day came along. So you posted it when you woke up. It almost sounded like you was desperate to post it because just in case she gets that idea out there first. So yes, I think you are going to be the arsehole in this situation. And it just gets me to think, is You're either going to have to apologize or this will be the end of your relationship, I think, because you're the one who's damaging it currently. Do you want that? You said, you know, these are your best people in your life. Do you want this? Is it worth it to you? Drakia says that you're the arsehole. You knew she wanted to use her own idea and didn't even warn her that you wanted to use it too. Instead, you went ahead and did it as soon as you were awake, knowing you would be the first that way. You are the arsehole and you know it. Super Fast Mama says you're the arsehole. She didn't give you the idea. By your own admission, a woman struggling with infertility told you what she wanted to do, and then when she was pregnant, you surely understood this was her plan. You didn't ask if it was okay, because you knew she'd say no. And you know it's not the same to make the exact same announcement 3 hours after another person did the same. It's a bit disingenuous to pretend she could have just done the exact same thing later in the day, and it would have had the same impact. Consider people's feelings. If I show you my dream wedding dress and you go out and buy the exact same dress to wear to your wedding a day earlier, that's weird. Don't copy people in the same social circles. Don't buy the same prom dresses as your best friend. Same thing applies here. Rest in Peace Later says, "You're the asshole. Pick the relationship or the apology. I guarantee the relationship will suffer long term if you're unable to see what happened was hurtful. I see you had no malice and it was just a misunderstanding, but about an extremely sensitive topic. Have some sensitivity and tact and apologize, or don't be shocked when this doesn't blow over. By your comments, in no way did she explicitly tell you to steal her idea. She just said how she would do it and that she was having troubles getting pregnant. Misunderstanding or not, you were never given a direct green light to copy her. Your assumption to use it was under the assumption of her bad fortune. An apology is owed." Windy Afternoon says, "I just saw a comment from you saying she didn't give you the idea. She told you that's what she wanted to do. You went ahead and jumped up and posted it in the first thing in the morning to beat her. And now you're saying, well, she still could have posted hers. Really? The exact same announcement as yours a few hours later? You can't be serious, lol. And if you are actually floored that someone is upset you stole their pregnancy announcement, you have some self-reflection to do." Then OP's update said, "Update, we spoke and I apologize for being a jerk. She said she was hurt at first, but was more annoyed that she'd have to think of a new idea, so I promised to not only find her a new idea, but I'll fund it and organize it for her. She accepted my apology. Thanks for all of the yous who gave me a good advice, and for everyone sending me vile messages of hate. Grow up." And as I was scrolling through OP's comments on this one, I noticed that they have some other posts on Am I the Arsehole? All flagged arsehole, I'm afraid. So we're just going to go to the latest one because I want to take a little sneak peek at that as well. So, am I the arsehole for uninviting my mum to my baby shower? My mum, sister and my sister-in-law have all been planning and organising my upcoming baby shower. Pretty much everything is done already and I honestly could not be more grateful to have such a loving bunch in my life caring about me. But here's where things get complicated. So Thursday night, my parents offered to treat my husband and I to dinner at a new restaurant that opened up in the area. Full disclosure, my husband was in a mood even before we left, so I offered to reschedule, but he insisted that everything was fine and I was inventing an issue when there wasn't one. So we went. He and my mum both started drinking immediately. My mum's not a big drinker, so she was giddy by her second glass of wine, but she wasn't exactly drunk either. My husband was hitting the wine pretty hard too, but it didn't matter much because he wasn't driving, so why not? Anyway, fast forward to the end of the dinner and my husband jokingly snaps at the waitress to come over to our table. I was mortified. I was a waitress and I know exactly how it feels to be treated that way, so when she came over, I apologized and told her we'd be making it up in the tip. That's when the shit hit the fan. My husband flipped his lid and told me after she walked away that I'd embarrassed him and made a big deal out of nothing. He was getting loud, but I know him very well and know how to de-escalate his moods, which I was about to do when my mum stepped in and started yelling at him for yelling at me and treating the waitstaff badly. After that, and what started out as a great night quickly turned into one of the worst. My dad had to usher my mum away and my husband stormed out. My dad was covering the bill, but I still left some money for the waitress and that only pissed my husband off even more. The rest of the night was literally just one enormous argument about how my family and I humiliated him. So the next day, I tried to smooth things over because I'm just done with all the stress at this point and I probably would have made headway, but my mum had left him a voicemail cursing him out and telling him that he's a monster and he tells me that he wants her out of the shower. I argued at first because she paid for so much of it and I want her there, but at the same time, he has a point. This is his baby too and if I told him I didn't want someone at the shower, I'd have that right. It really broke my heart to tell her that she wouldn't be in it. And it only made it worse by my sister calling me up and telling me off for making our mum cry when she's done so much. Now she's saying she's not coming either and it's a toss-up if my brother's coming too. My heart is shattered, but I can't shake this feeling, like I don't really have the right to tell my husband that his feelings don't matter. when it comes to our baby, and I don't want to shut him out. I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. But I'm going to turn this one straight to you guys. As I said, OP has a few posts along those lines and they all went down the arsehole road. But I would like to know your opinions on the matter. What do you guys think of this one? What would you advise to OP? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. And once again, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do. It truly is amazing. And I'll never understand how thankful I am for it. Truly. So thank you so much. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. And much love to you. I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. No. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.